This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says pandemic farm losses are alarming as schools, restaurants, bars, hotels, amusement parks, and even some roadside rest stops remain shuttered. Duval says farm prices are collapsing.
Dairy prices have dropped 26% to 36%. Cotton futures have plummeted 31%. Hog futures are down 31%. Cattle prices have fallen 25%. Corn is down 14%, and soybeans dropped 8%.
That's on top of a 24% decline in net farm income from 2014's highs. Complicating matters, AFB was trying to get legal clarity from the Small Business Administration on producer eligibility for billions in economic disaster loans and payroll protection grants. That after SBA claimed in a website notice, farms and ranches were not eligible for the help that Congress included in the CARES Act for businesses with fewer than 500 workers. Help, Duval argues, is essential.
Our farms are small businesses. I don't know what percentage, but a huge percentage of them would fall in that category. So availability in that area would be a tremendous help.
The Small Business Association issued an interim final rule for CARES Act small business programs late last week after an earlier SBA website notice stated that applicants must clarify they're not, quote, an agricultural enterprise other than a co-op, nursery, or aquaculture operation. 31 farm groups called on the SBA to ensure all farm and ranch operations qualify. House Financial Services Republican Patrick Henry told reporters this.
The Small Business Administration has a massive amount, over $350 billion, to provide small business lending and a grant through the Paycheck Protection Program. The implementation of that is coming at breakneck speed.
But an AFB official told reporters on Friday that AFB was not yet telling producers to apply for the SBA loans at their community banks until the eligibility issue was all cleared up. The Food and Drug Administration wants to once again reassure American consumers that food available is safe to eat during the coronavirus outbreak. The FDA released a 30-second PSA last week designed to cut through confusion and misinformation about the food supply during the pandemic. It reiterates the message the FDA and the fresh produce industry has put out since the virus began to spread throughout the country, that there is no evidence of human or animal food or food packaging that's transmitted the coronavirus. ThePacker.com says Frank Yannis, Deputy FDA Commissioner, says the agency is working to ensure that the food supply chain is not disrupted. The agency is not anticipating there will be a need for food products to be recalled or withdrawn should someone who works in a store or processor test positive for COVID-19. The FDA has posted guidance on its website for consumers and food industry members. The agency is also talking with food industry leaders about any concerns they may have. Yannis says the issues with keeping grocery store shelves stocked are due to unprecedented demand and not a lack of capacity to produce, process, and deliver food. And we'll move on into state and local ag news here on your Monday following this.
Did you know that life insurance is more affordable than you think? A small step like packing your lunch for work 3 days a week could go towards the cost of a term life insurance policy from Country Financial. We want to help you turn I can't afford life insurance into I can start protecting my family today. Call Wayne Schaefer at 498-5800 to get started.
Life insurance policies issued by Country Life Insurance Company in Bloomington, Illinois. Costs per policy will vary.
Farmers, you know how important it is to have grain equipment functioning properly. In addition to making sure an elevator is always in tip-top shape, no matter the job, make sure your first and only call is to McAdams Millwright Service. McAdams serves local farmers looking to move their product as well as large grain facilities looking to improve or upgrade their grain handling ability in order to stay ahead. Whatever the size of your project, call McAdams Millwright Services in Greenfield, 217-248-6879.
M&M Service Company is now treating soybeans with the seed treatments to help you get the highest yield and best stand possible. Treating soybeans is the most effective way to protect your soybean stand against seedling diseases and insects while also providing early vigor. Your soybean crop is worth more today than ever before, and it makes sense to protect and enhance it with a seed treatment from M&M Service. Ask your crop specialist about the advantages of having your soybeans treated today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Macoupin County Farm Bureau members can now access thousands of additional member-exclusive benefits and discounts when they are on the go with the new membership benefit web platform and iPhone app. This new app allows members to see both local and national discounts for Farm Bureau members, from movies to hotels to theme parks and more. For more information or links to the new benefit platform, visit ilfb.abenity.com. Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
And we're back here on your Monday afternoon edition of the Ag Show. And moving on into state ag news, some more clarification now for the trucking industry as it relates to moving supplies during the COVID-19 pandemic. Illinois Farm Bureau's Mark Gebhardt says there is an overweight waiver now in play.
What we did find out today is IDOT has issued an overweight waiver that allows now up to 12% overweight supplies for response relief. Okay, so what does response relief mean? That would allow the inclusion of agricultural loads that would be destined to produce food for humans, feed for animals, fuel, fertilizer, obviously medical supplies, those sorts of things. But from the ag side, it would include an awful lot of our product. It does not, and I repeat, it does not apply to all movements in agriculture.
And for more information on the waiver, that's available online through fmcsa.dot.gov. And in other state ag news, the coronavirus has taken our nation by storm. And with so much out of control, it's always necessary to reflect on the things that you can control. It is universally known that health is wealth, and registered dietitian and nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council, Jill Williams, says that's true now more than ever.
I know with so many people being at home, and I think it is hard to, you know, really kind of make those healthy choices. But, you know, just think about having the right diet can really help you fight viruses and infections just by keeping your body in a good balance. A healthy immune system needs good regular nourishment with a variety from all the food groups, like your fruits, your vegetables, your whole grains, your protein, and your dairy.
And to get more information on how to incorporate dairy into your diet, you can find that online at stldairycouncil.org. And in local bits of news here on a Monday, the Shelbyville Sale Barn will still be holding their special cow special tomorrow. That again will be held at the Shelbyville Sale Barn just east of Shelbyville on Route 16. And due to the circumstances involving the COVID-19 outbreak and the order to shelter in place through the end of April, the Soil and Water Conservation District of Montgomery County is sorry to announce that they have to postpone their spring fish sale, which was scheduled for tomorrow, April 7th. Office staff hopes to be able to reschedule for later this spring or begin to make plans to hold their sale in the fall as planned. Refunds will be made to those who have already submitted their orders and payments. Staff members apologize for any inconvenience this may have caused, and the Soil and Water Conservation District's Board of Directors and staff thanks you for your commitment to your continued support of the Soil and Water District in Montgomery County and all of their programs. Anyone with further questions is asked to call their office at 217-532-3361, extension 3. And in one last note, our thoughts and prayers go out to the family of Dave Raw after he suddenly passed away last week. Dave was a part of RPM Soils LLC out of Hillsboro, and again, our thoughts and prayers go out to his family and friends at this difficult time. And that wraps it up for Ag News here on a Monday. But remember, if you have any Ag News for us, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So again, for this Monday afternoon, April 6th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.